As planting season is upon us, legislators at the nation's capital are also taking the cue, as American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Tara Smith says Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee Colin Peterson is starting to plant the seeds for the next farm bill.
We're likely to start this month with officials from USDA and academics testifying in front of the House Agriculture Committee, and next month we believe the farm groups will be called in to testify. And once we get into the May recess for Memorial Day, Chairman Peterson has said he's going to take it to the countryside with field hearings.
With some of the major provisions of the last farm bill just now being implemented here in the last few months, some may think it to be a bit premature to already be starting the 2012 farm bill hearings.
But remember that it took us 2 years to write the last farm bill. So really, if you think about it, it's not too early. Chairman Peterson's just trying to get ahead of the game.
And Smith says the budget deficit could throw another kink into the mix, causing Congress to reshuffle funding priorities with a reconciliation bill.
The baseline numbers for the budget look very, very low compared to what we had last time around. And I think that's part of the reason Chairman Peterson is starting hearings so early. He's concerned that next year we could have to go through the budget reconciliation process and cut money from farm programs anyway. And if we're going to have to do that, he wants to have people thinking about what those farm programs are, where money's going, and what we want to see in the next farm bill.
Smith adds that considering the possibility of a reconciliation bill along with the economic downturn that has put more emphasis on nutrition programs, some programs within the farm bill may have a hard time holding on to their budget.
Some programs have baseline. In other words, when you look at the budget, they have a budget projection for those programs for the next 10 years or 5 years moving forward. Other programs have a definitive end date at the end of the next farm bill. And those programs with definitive end dates don't have any budget set aside for them moving forward, which means you have to come up with money from somewhere else in order to continue those programs.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.